This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Florida. I am at Tampa. Tomorrow, I'm going to be hosting from Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's incredible studio. Satellite Unleashed, the whole world, you name it. He's on Dish, Direct, Cable. It's going to be huge. I'm going to do some services and some special broadcasts with him coming up on, I think, Friday and Sunday. So look for all of that. I'm going to be on Patrick Ben David's huge show's been big for 6 years, but it's one of the top podcasts now. Going to be doing that coming up on Saturday. Got some other interviews lined up as well, and I'll again be hosting all. Hell, I may do all 4 hours like I did on Monday, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. So look for that. It's a little bit intimidating when you go to a studio. I mean, I've been to a lot of big studios, and I've been to a lot of big operations. And it looks like a freaking space station or something over there. So I know what control rooms look like. And I mean, it's like the NSA or something, man. It's like just, they're going out all over the world. It's amazing. So look forward to that. He is such a great guy. He gave me a watch, really, really nice. He makes these custom watches, Swiss watches. Gave me a watch at dinner with him and his wife last night. So super, super, super classy guy. And maybe I'll make him come on. Air would be tomorrow in studio, in his studio. Drag his awesome self in there with us. Now, I want to hit this BlackRock news when we come back. And I've got a bunch of other news I want to get to as well. But Tucker Carlson said something last night when he did his fifth installment of a show. And he said, it makes you not want to go to work. And that's exactly the feeling I get. And I'm not going to not go to work, but I'm going to air the Tucker Carlson piece coming up actually next segment too. I'm going to get to the BlackRock piece, and we'll skip the network break, and I'm going to play the Tucker Carlson piece because the enemy really wants that off the air. And then Ellen and I will take it over at the bottom of the hour. But it's just incredible. When he shows how the left's totally above the law and how they commit all these crimes, and it makes you just not want to go to work. It shows how astute Tucker Carlson is. When they see, that's why communism always falls. Because in North Korea particularly, but also in Soviet Russia and in China and everywhere, Venezuela, first they take the big farms and the big factories, and after a decade or so of privation and destruction, or sometimes even quicker, so a decade on average, a lot of times 3 or 4 years is as fast as the case of Russia or North Korea. They run through all the rich people, then the middle class, and then, oh, you've got a half acre and a little shack, and you grow enough to supplement so you don't starve to death? You have no teeth, you're an old woman, and you grow enough vegetables to save them for the winter that you barely live. We're taking it. You're going to die. They line her up, shoot her, take her property. And then they combine those into a combine. Or they force labor her ass, and then she dies. And they kick her guts out on the side of the road. But, you know, it's Larry Fink. He's trying to get sorry. So he's a modern death camp operator. He says you will submit. And the only way people start fighting that is they just stop working. And I'm not saying we've got to that point, because that's going to collapse society and the robots come in. They know we're going to do the Atlas Shrugged deal. The answer is have our own infrastructure, build our own communities, our own systems, and then don't contribute to the New World Order system. That's really, it's like what the Israelites did where they went, we're leaving Egypt, we're going to build our own thing. And that's really the model, that's really the system. And I love it when the Nazis watch the show because I see it. They go, look, we caught him promoting the Jews. We caught him like it was some secret thing. No, I mean, I think biblical examples are excellent. And I think we should follow the Jews' example. That's right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. I stay up until midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So one of the oldest examples we have of Exodus is Exodus from the Bible, more than 3,000 years ago, when Moses leads the Israelites out of bondage under Ramses II, which they dug up the tablets and they dug up the hieroglyphs, and that was all real and that really happened. And then we have more modern examples of the pilgrims 400 years ago plus, first trying to leave England to get religious freedom and then going to the Netherlands, that not working, and then putting everything they had on the Mayflower and coming to Plymouth Rock, which is interesting. I don't operate off my ancestors, but I am proud of my ancestors. My father's side of the family related to two of the Mayflower folks, and then on my mother's side to Miles Standish. So, I mean, I am proud of that venture, proud of that idea. And I think that Exodus idea is the answer. But because the world's so small now, relatively, and then the population's so big, there's not a new continent, a new world for us to find, but there are new systems and new ideas and new communities and new affiliations. And so the whole future will be withdrawing from the system nonviolently and building our own safe harbors. That is the entire future. And so I take an example from my Protestant ancestors, and I take an example from the Israelites, soon to be the Israelites, leaving into the desert. And then there'll be 40 years, you know, in the wilderness. We're not going to be transported to Valhalla on a bed of roses, or a feather bed, as Thomas Jefferson said. But that's really where we are. The answer is not killing people. The answer is not revolution physically. It's culturally, it's spiritually, it's transcending this. And that's what Christ taught us. And that's absolutely true. So let me do this latest thing. I got off the plane yesterday evening. In Tampa, I was getting my bags and stuff and was getting all my calls that had come in since, you know, the Wi-Fi wasn't working on the plane for some reason. And at least on my phone it wasn't. And it was James O'Keefe saying, man, look at this. It's huge. This is one of my biggest coups. And every time he does, it's something bigger or crazier or more powerful in a way. I don't know. The force is with him, as they say. And he always puts out like a 3-minute clip, the first drop, and then there'll be like a 20-minute one on. That came out today, and I watched that. But here is this BlackRock recruiter on record. It's kind of like when they had the Pfizer head of mRNA research. People thought, this can't be real. He's so criminal sounding. He's so arrogant. We're taking over your bodies. It doesn't work. We create new viruses so we can, you know, roll out new ones and control everyone forever. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the cash cow. You know, people are like, okay, this isn't real. James O'Keefe faked this. Come on. And of course, it was totally real. I think James O'Keefe's going to do a stakeout and do all this and then show the head of something and say that it's a lie, destroy all his career, what he did. No, it's past behavior is always indicative, is the best view into what is going to happen in the future. Like, does this dog hunt well? Does this car run well? Does this restaurant cook good food? Does this guy kick ass? Is this person sing beautifully? I mean, it's like we always go, oh, well, they're the good guy. Let's double check them 500 times, you know. But, as soon as I saw James O'Keefe say that was real, I went, this is unbelievable. They're going to say it's not real. It's real. I went and looked up the guy and instantly found it out. But the media went, oh, it's not real for a week. You know, he made it up. This is not really a Pfizer executive. And, of course, it was the global head of mRNA, of PR, to sell and push, hey, you want to invest in this? You want to join us? We're taking over everybody's bodies. We're going to rule the world. No one can stop us. We make them sick. We create the viruses. It's the best business model. They're in on it, folks. I mean, high level down to low level now. That's what evil is when the general public goes, I'm tired of working hard being a little guy. I'm going to join evil. Well, if you join evil up front, you get powerful, but you lose your soul. But joining evil when the Ponzi scheme's collapsing is the dumbest thing ever. And, folks, those of you on the evil bandwagon right now, you're jumping on board when the ship's going down. So that's where we are. And the full clip's on InfoWars.com. But here is one of the top recruiters for BlackRock, Larry Fink. And he says, we rule the world. We bail the politicians. We're taking over. And while we're doing this, I'm going to tell the crew, sorry, I forgot. Hit the Larry Fink clip from a month ago, the latest Davos group going, yeah, we use money to control behavior. We're going to control everybody's behavior. I mean, if I got on there and I said, I'm going to control your behavior, I'm going to rule you, you'd be like, jerk. And no, you don't, Jones. You know, that Jones wants to run people. He's arrogant.
They don't want to be in the news. They don't want people to talk about them. They don't want to be anywhere on the radar.
Why not?
But I suspect it's probably because it's easier to do things when people aren't thinking about it.
All these financial institutions, they buy politicians. You can take this big sum of money, and then you can start to buy people.
I work for BlackRock.
Meet Serge Varley, a recruiter at BlackRock.
Let me tell you, it's not their who's the president. It's controlling the wallet.
And who's that?
The hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks. It's guys from BlackRock. In financing. Yep, you can buy your candidates. Obviously, we have the system. First, there's the Senate. And these guys are you got to send grand, you can buy a server. I can give you 500K right now. No questions asked.
Yeah.
I can do this. Done.
Does, like, everybody do that? Does BlackRock do that?
It's like,
you're so right.
They're my partner.
Here's Serge Varley on how good war is for BlackRock's business.
Do you have any thoughts on the Ukraine-Russia war?
Yeah, I mean, I do have thoughts.
Ukraine is good for business in general, okay?
I'll give an example. Russia blows up Ukraine, grain. Price of wheat is going to go mad up. The Ukrainian economy is tied very largely to the wheat market, global wheat market. Prices of bread, and literally everything goes up and down. This is fantastic if you're trading. Volatility creates opportunity to make profits. War is no f***ing good for business. It's exciting when you go wrong, right?
BlackRock manages $20 trillion. It's a comprehensive number.
BlackRock Serge Varley says all of this is above a normal person's understanding.
You're like an undercover reporter. I don't know if that's what normal people think. This is beyond them.
The whole thing of, like, domination in the world, the concept is just so interesting.
I'm James O'Keefe with OMG News. Here we are with our latest story, this time on BlackRock, one of the world's leading asset and investment managers, which owns significant shares of companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Anheuser-Busch, Meta, Target, Procter & Gamble, Comcast, CNN, Fox, and yes, Pfizer, just to name a few. At OMG, we do not shy away from exposing powerful companies, and we're not afraid of powerful people. So we decided to take a look for ourselves at the influence BlackRock has on our politics and the influence they have on our culture. So to do that, what better place to start a hidden camera investigation than into a self-described gatekeeper at BlackRock?
Gatekeeper at BlackRock.
Yeah, I am. I decide people's fate. Every day, I literally...
Let's stop right there. Again, the full 11-minute report, there's another 20-minute report. It's all up on Infowars.com right now. You want to go get it, you want to go share it. But I remember growing up, like, watching superhero movies where the villain brags about their evil thing. That's not real. Like, if I was a bad guy about to take out my enemy, I would just shoot him instantly. I'd kill him instantly. I had like Superman with the kryptonite, I'd just get him done. I wouldn't sit there and brag. But see, the people that wrote those scripts, they understand the criminology. Criminals actually monologue. They actually tell you about their master plan. As I grew older and learned about Mein Kampf and things Hitler wrote and things and Julius Caesar wrote, I mean, I learned how powerful people, some totally evil, some twisted, some...
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And if you'll understand, this is their kamikaze operation. If BlackRock stopped the Rothschilds, control central banks, if he loses $50 trillion, they just go, more power, more Satan. We energize you now. We lift you up. No, man, that's why these companies fight and battle. The more they lose, they just when they saw Anheuser-Busch go down or they saw Target go down, all thousands of companies just scrambled forward to be even more radical. Because they want to think they are subservient and then think like a big, giant, monstrous bat will lean over his baby bats and just vomit the rotten flesh of the dead and the rotten flesh of the mortuaries, the rotten cultural death of the wars and all their satanic money, just vomit them, the giant meals into their greedy little mouths. So there's your analogy. And so they know exactly what they're doing. So when they get rid of Hippocratic oaths in medicine and kill people, it's BlackRock. When they're trying to teach your five-year-old to have their penis cut off, it's BlackRock. When they're teaching you're inherently bad because you're white, it's BlackRock. And they just sit back thinking you're animals and you're dumb and you can't do anything. And Larry Fink is your God and he's going to teach you. And he's going to make you do what he says. And he has disdain for you. He has nothing but hatred for you. And you just sit there and you just buy into whatever he says. But whenever you see something on the news, whenever you see something at university, whenever something's anti-human, it's Larry Fink, baby. It's Larry Fink, and he's just the manager for the big old money that thinks you're dumb and is going to take everything you got. Here's a short clip of him talking about how they're going to use the money and power to control you.
Behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
You have to force behaviors. That's called rape. And here at BlackRock, we're forcing behaviors. We are self-anointed. In the full clip, we talk about cutting the carbon off, cutting your food off. Oh, but there'll be no carbon cut off in China and India. They get unlimited. You don't get it because you're Westerners who are Christians. And who we've analyzed, the globalists have, speaking as them, might be able to beat our cashless society, Mark of the Beast operation. So you're being targeted no matter how you lapdog and hop up and down and, gesticulate, or is that the word? Bow down to them. And so you don't want to live as a carpet, folks, but these people don't care. They have nothing but deep seated disdain for you. But the good news is their entire project is falling apart. They don't know what to do. I saw a few months ago Chelsea Clinton now heads up the Clinton Foundation saying, after COVID, even less people believe in us. And what are we going to do? They're coming out against us and they're speaking out against us. And we got to get even more hardcore and work together as corporations to make them do the right thing. So they've given themselves this view that they're the angels and they're the saviors and they're the good guys. But no, you're the monsters. You're the bad guys. But we just have to get the general public to realize as a survival mechanism that they've got to get involved. They've got to get engaged. They've got to take action or we are going to lose everything. Our humanity, everything. All right, I want to bring Owen in here in a few minutes and just talk about the big picture here. And I just use him as a microcosm of the deception that's going on via the enemy. But before we do that, I'm just going to remind listeners one more time. There's boycotting and there's boycotting. And the globalists know if we ever do a boycott, we're the boycott. Boycott globalist stuff, boycott patriot pro-human stuff. You boycott organic food and a supplement market. We build a supplement market. We build organic food. It becomes the future. You boycott the globalists. But they're all about vertical integration with their lockdowns and things to make you only go to them to shut down all the competition. It's a consolidation. And so that's why people have to understand that boycotting in InfoWars. Deciding you're going to support InfoWars and other people like us is the game changer. It's why they want the social credit score. It's why they want to lock down all the competition. Because at any time, you can decide in a free market where you want to spend money, where you want to promote things, who you want to support. And even if you have a small percentage still left, people want that freedom. They'll all come support it. And overnight, there's a revolution, and the globalists are displaced. So they're super scared of that. So spreading the word about the broadcast, buying the products, praying for the broadcast, all of that is a boycott. Buy InfoWars. Big sell-ins this weekend. We've had to keep stuff on sale to get the funds in, even though it's about to sell out. X3, it will be over this weekend. We've sent it over a week and a half.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. This spring, word began to circulate in Washington that the House Oversight Committee, under its new chairman, Congressman Jamie Comer, had discovered criminal behavior after reviewing thousands of pages of the Biden family's bank records.
Okay, folks, we're not going to get to that Tucker Carlson until next segment. We're going to air it in total, end to end. It's very important. I'm on the road. I'll be in a professional studio tomorrow. And so I've been having some technical problems where it's been cutting out. This is a rule of thumb. When my Skype cuts out next time, which is good. I'm not doing the whole show right now. So this is a drill for this moment right now. So the next time the Skype cuts out, which is going to do, it's already done it three times, we're just going to play a short 1 minute promo. This has only been taking about a minute on average to get me back on. Okay. So just have a good program. Do a great job. I'm directing from the road here. A 1 minute promo, a Viva Vendetta 2 minute promo, something like that next time it does that. Okay. Thanks. I don't have the money to have anybody have a crew with me, by the way. I can go battle and go on shows, promote InfoWars, send money back, fund it. I'm paying for it. I'm doing it. I'm nothing. I'm trash. I'm scum. But in the name of keeping the crew employed and in the name of keeping InfoWars going on, I'm here with outside funding and my own dime to come promote InfoWars, keep it on the air. Okay? So that's why I don't have crew. I don't have backups. I got my own stuff going on. I don't have a hotspot. I have nothing. And I'm not complaining. It's how it works. And if they run me out, it's fine. But they're not going to make me quit. I'm going to just keep fighting until the end. So I go back to what I was just telling you, okay? I go back to what I was just telling you, okay? We need funds. We need support. We're the boycott. We have great products. You need Rainforce Plus, Rainforce Ultra are great products. They're great nootropics. They're 50% off together, 40% off individually. Super Female Vitality is the same as Super Male Vitality. It's just a pink label. We're out of Super Male Vitality. Super Female is the same thing. Great for libido, stamina, energy. 50% off. Great deal. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the nitric boost, so good for your heart. All these sales, 100%, will end next Monday. All right? They will end next Monday because we're close to selling out of it. But we're going to catch 22 where we have to keep selling it where we need the funds. We have X3, the triiodine is so good for your immune system, your whole body. It is 25% off. It will sell out in just a few weeks. But I extended another week of sale because people need it. You need to experience it. And we need the funds right now. And yes, donations are great. That helps us with issues we've got. I would love to go cover a whole bunch of stuff. I may have to do a whole other show separate just to be able to go cover things on the road. I'll still do the free speech systems thing or whatever, but I'm going to do whatever I have to because I got to get back on the road. I've got to be able to, go out and cover these events and these things. But if the funds aren't there, or for whatever reason we can't do it, who knows? But I'm not quitting. If I'm forced out, that's the way it is. But that's how serious all of this is. So InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, and it's going to take over. But first, we're going to play the whole Tucker Carlson piece. We're going to skip this break. And Owen Schroeder is going to take over. And then who knows? If I'm able to, who knows? I'll host a show tomorrow, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. out of Rodney Howard's operations here in Tampa. I'm going to keep fighting, and that's it. But I don't know if the general public knows how close the fight is with your war right now. I mean, we're winning, but we're also all of us out of gas to fight. It's like we're winning the battle, but running out of gas with our tanks. And so if the tanks don't get the gas, we don't finish winning the battle. It's really simple. Thank you all for your support. Take action now.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening with Pearl Calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. This spring, word began to circulate in Washington that the House Oversight Committee, under its new chairman, Congressman Jamie Comer, had discovered criminal behavior after reviewing thousands of pages of the Biden family's bank records. Now, publicly, to the extent they responded at all, the White House dismissed the investigation as, of course, politically motivated. In any case, irrelevant. Hunter Biden was an adult, so his business dealings had nothing at all to do with his father, in this case, the President of the United States. But in private, everybody understood it wasn't quite that simple. There has long been overwhelming evidence that Joe and Hunter Biden's financial lives are not separate at all, but deeply intertwined. On Hunter Biden's laptop, there's a suggestion that the two of them even at one point shared a bank account. And of course, Hunter Biden wrote himself that he kicked back cash from his foreign business deals to his father. He wrote that bitterly. So the Oversight Committee's investigation was potentially a disaster for the White House, a scandal, possibly even the prelude to criminal charges. So in order to get ahead of all of that, Joe Biden's handlers did the one thing they could do. They set up an MSNBC interview to preemptively whitewash whatever Jamie Comer might find. Here's the results of that. This aired on May 5th.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
Okay, time for the master class. For free, you can audit it. Here it goes. Sir, showing appropriate respect, says the shill, there is something personal that's affecting you. Note the wording. Personal, not of public concern. Nothing law enforcement might be interested in. But personal, a sad family tragedy. That's the framing. And then this, a sentence choreographed to the letter. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. Got that? Well, there's no tie to you. So the answer is, in fact, in the question. Whatever Hunter Biden goes down for, and we know he is going to be charged because MSNBC said so, but when that happens, that's Hunter's problem. It's got nothing to do with Joe Biden. Rest easy, America. 5 days later, the Oversight Committee released its findings, and they were, in fact, devastating. Quote, bank records show the Biden family, their business associates, and their companies, their many companies, received over $10 million from foreign nationals and their related companies, the committee wrote. Investigators had, quote, identified payments to Biden family members from foreign companies while Joe Biden served as vice president and after he left public office. So actually, there was something there. It was a scandal. Racketeering, money laundering, wire fraud, those are some of the crimes the Bidens seem to have committed, in addition, of course, to selling out the United States for cash. So what would happen to them? Well, Donald Trump had an idea, quote, they'll hit Hunter with something small to make their strike on me look fair. Trump wrote that about 2 weeks ago, and it turned out those were prescient words. This morning, Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to pretty much nothing. Biden pled to two misdemeanor tax evasion charges, then entered a diversion on a federal gun charge. That's it. As far as Merrick Garland's Justice Department is concerned, Hunter Biden is done. There was no pre-dawn raid carried live simultaneously on CNN. There was no perp walk, no handcuffs, no press conference. Above all, there was no felony. Hunter Biden, who broke federal gun laws, can still carry a gun. It's like it all never happened. In fact, the Justice Department just baptized Hunter Biden, a lifetime of sins washed away in an instant. It was a secular miracle. Most miraculous of all, Hunter Biden somehow escaped a FARA charge. FARA is the Foreign Agent Registration Act, and it is exactly what its name suggests. Under federal law, if you are acting as an agent of a foreign nation in Washington, you are required to register with our government to let everybody know. Well, for decades, pretty much nobody in Washington did register under FARA, and precisely no one was ever prosecuted for it. No one. But starting several years ago, the Justice Department began sending people to prison on FARA violations. The official explanation was, we're cracking down on foreign influence in Washington. And of course, privately, everyone in Washington laughed. They knew that was absurd. In fact, it's the opposite of the truth. Foreign powers have never had more power in Washington. Their agents are everywhere, in every federal agency and throughout business, down to and including in executive positions at various social media companies. The Biden administration knows all of this, and it's not a problem. In fact, it's their policy. From the administration's perspective, the concerns and the demands of, say, the Chinese government, or particularly the Ukrainian government, are far more important than the needs of American voters. We're cracking down on foreign influence, please. The point, the only point, of enforcing FARA after decades of ignoring it is to harass and imprison high-profile political opponents. Trump donor Elliot Broidy pled to a FARA violation a few years ago. So did Trump campaign manager, famously, Paul Manafort. He went to prison. Last year, the DOJ went after Trump confidant Steve Wynn under FARA. But in the end, the Biden administration overreached so comically that the whole thing was thrown out by a judge. But they tried. So as long as they're trying, if it was a fair system, Hunter Biden would be first on the list of those next to be charged with a FARA violation. In fact, many of them. Hunter Biden was a foreign agent. He never registered as one. But for years, that's exactly what he was. He sold access to his father and other lawmakers to the Chinese and the Ukrainians and countries throughout the world. There's no debate about that. The FBI has known about it for years. For years, they've had possession of Hunter Biden's laptop. But they didn't charge him for it today. They never will. Why? Well, you know the answer. Hunter Biden has good genes. A more interesting question, though, which is another question the feds will never consider, is what does Hunter Biden do for a living now? This is a man with no obvious job and, of course, zero skills. He spent midlife smoking crack. Yet somehow he's managed to live pretty well despite rising inflation. He's been living in big houses in the costliest residential neighborhoods in the world. He's been paying his stripper baby mama $20,000 a month in child support. And he has retained a team of the most expensive lawyers in the country who spend quite a bit of time sending threatening letters to anyone who asks questions about how they're being paid. We can confirm that firsthand. So again, what does Hunter Biden do for work? That's a fair question. And tonight we have the answer. For years, Hunter Biden was an influence peddler. Now, Hunter Biden is a self-actualizer. He self-actualizes for a living. He gets in touch with himself, his feelings, and he follows his muse. Here he is explaining his new vocation in a 2019 ABC News interview.
This is new.
Yeah.
Studio.
Yeah.
But now he's opening the doors to a place never captured by a paparazzi's lens. His refuge, an art studio where he finds solace in painting.
What's the goal eventually?
No goal. That's the perfect part about it. It's just, it literally keeps me sane.
His refuge, far from the paparazzi's lens. In other words, we're not the paparazzi, we're ABC News. What's the goal of this? Your refuge. There's no goal, he says, grinning with those fake teeth. It just keeps me sane. But actually, there was a goal. And if you didn't know what a virtuous person Hunter Biden was, you might think it looked a lot like money laundering. 2 years after that interview, Hunter Biden was selling prints of his art. And to be clear, just the prints, not the, quote, art itself, but effectively photocopies of it for $75,000 a pop. Apparently, Hunter Biden moved five of these repros in just days. That's $375,000 in less than a week for signing copies of your fake art. As for the paintings themselves, childish self-indulgent blots, those sold for $500,000 apiece. So the question is, who bought them and why? It'd be interesting to know. There's a story there for sure, but of course we have no right to know. There's no public policy implication. It's not like Hunter Biden's finances have anything to do with his father's finances. Meanwhile, once his father did become president, corporate publisher Simon & Schuster lined up as well to pay Hunter Biden's bills. According to news reports, Simon & Schuster gave Hunter Biden millions of dollars for his highly selective account of his wholly unaccomplished life.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jones Show, and we are live from the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas, and we've got so much news. It's really, my head is spinning today. We just really are dealing with the Hunter Biden situation now, and then we get the Durham testimony today in front of the House Judiciary Committee, which was filled with so much when it comes to the lies of Russian collusion, and when it comes to, I mean, I guess Durham won't say it, the crimes committed so that Trump would be spied on and implicated in the false Russian collusion hoax. But, you know, aside from what happened or didn't happen, what is truly incredible to witness, putting aside that, well, to us it's clear what happened. Putting all that aside, it's a pretty incredible moment. It's a pretty incredible thing to witness this polarization, where you have Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell up there using the Durham hearing today as another opportunity to push Trump-Russia collusion, and that's what they did. The whole hearing is about how Trump-Russia collusion was a hoax that was used to spy illegally on Donald Trump and his campaign. That's the whole point of the hearing. That's what Durham was investigating. That's what he found. That's what he testified to. And then Schiff and Swalwell get up there and act like the whole thing is proof of Trump-Russia collusion. It's stunning. And Durham pretty much, I mean, he had some moments of saber-rattling, but he pretty much just took it. And I mean, what are you going to do? The Republicans let them sit there in line. And this is the problem. Now, guys, tell me the latest as far as the vote to censure Adam Schiff. I think that might be coming up here shortly. Guys, bring me some news on the vote to censor Adam Schiff, and let's monitor that. And then I don't know if the Durham hearing is still going or not, but this is why the weak leadership at the top of the Republican Party has to change, because this should not be happening, folks. And I don't want to be doom and gloom today. I'm going to try my best not to be doom and gloom today, even though I got a pretty good idea what's going on behind the scenes, and it's bad. I mean, if I'm being honest, I'm probably telling you, you need to get the hell out of the country. Yeah. I mean, let's just be perfectly honest. If you didn't love this country and you didn't have a family here and you didn't actually believe in the idea that is America that made this the greatest country on earth and everybody want to come here, then you wouldn't be here. You'd be gone. Because when you've got political corruption at this level, at this high of a level, and then when you've got liars at this high of a level so committed to the lie, folks, this is dangerous. I mean, it was barely even a news story. I don't even know if InfoWars covered it. That last week it came out that the FBI, and this vote is coming up too. So the vote to censor Adam Schiff is tonight. I'll come back to that. Guys, print me a story on that because I need to remember to cover this. The vote to censor Adam Schiff is tonight. There's another bill coming up to reestablish the FBI spy grid where they got caught last week illegally spying on hundreds of thousands of Americans. And they just say, oh, it was an accident. And they want Congress to reassert the FBI, the FBI's ability to go to 6 degrees of separation from any potential target. Now, I don't know what class that they would teach you this in, but the 6 degree of separation rule is basically that everybody is within 6 degrees of separation from somebody else. In other words, you take one person in your friend group and then you take their friend group. That's their friend group is the second degree. And then everybody they know is the third degree. And then everybody they know is the fourth degree. And then everybody they know is the fifth degree. And then everybody they know is the sixth degree. And then eventually you're pretty much connected to everybody. And so the FBI wants to go to 6 degrees of separation from their target. So if they're targeting Owen Schroyer, let's say, hypothetically speaking, now if I've texted my mother, they can go for my mother. If my mother has texted her neighbor, they can go to my neighbor. If the neighbor has texted the person down the street, they can go to the person down the street. The person down the street texted their cousin in Wyoming, they can go to the person in Wyoming. Person in Wyoming texting the farmer down in Colorado, they can go to the farmer in Colorado. Barely even a blip on the radar. See, and so that's my point. But let's get back to the issue of Republican leadership. Because I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I'm just telling you that the corruption of this country, folks, really, survival instincts, get the hell out. Maybe someday it's safe to come back. And I get it. You can still go out and enjoy a steak dinner, and you can still go out and enjoy a ball game and a concert, and that's fine. We might be able to for another couple years or so. But slowly but surely, as freedom erodes, as the economy erodes, it's not going to be so easy. It's not going to be so fun. And then the political corruption and persecution sits in, and it just accelerates from there. It's not good. It's not good. And if only you knew how bad it was. And so this is why the juxtaposition of what happened yesterday with Hunter Biden and then what's happening today during the Durham hearing just really has me realizing how dark and twisted and corrupt D.C. really is. I mean, it's bad. And I get Bret Baier wanting to do a good job with the Trump interview and coming off as nonpartisan in that interview. I get it. That's fine. That's fine. But it's like, Bret, you know, like, you know the country is occupied. It's like, you know there's a double standard of justice. Like, you know the government's weaponized against any dissent. Like, you know that, Bret. I get that you're a journalist and you want to do a professional interview with Donald Trump and you want to do a good job. And you did. But it's like, you're living in the country too. It's like, they're destroying your country too. You might have millions of dollars. It won't matter in 5 years if this continues. They'll come after you too. So we're going to hone in on more details from the Hunter Biden situation, and we're going to talk about the hearing today with Durham. And by the way, just for programming notice, stick with us all day today at Bandai Video. I've got a lawyer joining me first hour of the war room to respond to the Hunter Biden charges, plea deal. And then I've got an individual who you may know, Ivan Raiklin, who was at the Durham hearing today. He's joining me at 4 in the war room. So we're going to dig even deeper into these things. And the juxtaposition of these two stories, the two-tiered system of justice and the Democrats using the Durham hearing today to promote their fake Russian collusion narrative again, which tells me they're going to bring it back up. They're not done faking Russian collusion with Donald Trump. They're going to bring it back up for the 2024 election. Guaranteed. I mean, seal it in gold, etch it into the side of the mountain like it's done. Trump-Russia collusion's coming back for 2024. Democrat Party. Here's why Republican leadership has made a massive failure. And I mean just asleep at the wheel, asleep at the switch, not even on the playing field. Ron McDaniel, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy have failed miserably. I mean, Kevin McCarthy, I'll give him credit, he shows that he has signs of life every once in a while. McConnell and McDaniel, completely worthless. They're 0-for all season. They have not gotten a single hit all season. Kevin McCarthy's put a couple balls in play. He's gotten on base a couple times. He's scored a couple runs. Still probably your ninth hitter, but he's at least making some plays. McConnell and McDaniel are 0-for all season. Why was Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, but let's focus on Schiff because the vote's at hand tonight. Why is Adam Schiff even on that committee today to sabotage the Durham hearing? He should not have even been there. Why was he there? Because there's no Republican leadership. Now, you watch. Tonight's vote to censure Adam Schiff, I'm not sure, it's a pretty rare thing. Not too many members of Congress have been censured like this. Tonight's vote to censure Adam Schiff will pass. It will pass. Should have passed last week, but it didn't because of Republican leadership failing us. They should have come together and they should have said, if we're going to vote to censure Adam Schiff, here's what needs to be in it. And if this is not what it is, I'm not voting. Well, they tried to do it anyway. And I don't blame Anna Paulina Luna. Nobody's organizing all of this. She's not the leadership of the Republican Party. She's doing her job. She's trying to put together a censure vote. She does it. The Republicans weren't organized. And now Adam Schiff sat on the committee today and sabotaged the entire Durham hearing. We're going to get more into this. Third hour of the Alex Jones Show is upon us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.